There were greens, gherkins, goats and guinea pigs galore. And that was just one of the harvest celebrations which you have organized. And in this great Abbey Church, we are surrounded today by the fruits of the earth and the work of your hands. I had hoped to stun you all by producing the fruit of my own efforts. But we live in a flat in the city of London where the sun struggles to reach the grow bags in our cobbled yard. And so the results have been somewhat disappointing. Thank you, old friends. Thank you very much indeed. Fortunately, a young friend of mine who's only two, Ted, did rather better. So that's extremely cheering. But there's nothing like trying to do it yourself to increase our respect and our thanks for all those who work so hard to grow and prepare our food. And this is the climax of the British Food Fortnight, and we salute the farmers, about whom we heard earlier in the service. We salute the producers in this celebration of the harvest. And we also give thanks for the good earth and for the pasture which makes the harvest possible. All our lives depend on the fruitfulness of the earth and the seas. The human economy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the natural environment. And I hope and I pray that you, and I'm only addressing those who are below the age of 11, I hope and pray that you will grow to be strong and resolute in your love and your care for the earth and the seas, defending them against all that poisons and degrades our beautiful home on this planet. Some of the most effective and eloquent campaigners for the environment that I know are in primary schools. Now, you've brought home the fruits of the harvest to this royal church, and in the presence of God, the creator of life, you've given thanks. And when you give thanks, it's not just a way of being polite or a way of paying a debt. When you pray the prayer of thanksgiving, it changes things. It transforms life. There are at least two ways of taking your life. You can take it for granted, or you can take it, like Jesus at supper with his friends, you can take life with thanksgiving. And Jada and Daniel prayed, "Make us always thankful and give us generous hearts." It would be a very good thing if today we all paused before eating to give thanks. Try it at home if you don't do it already. But why stop there? The thankful heart grows as we thank God for breath, for life, for our friends, for the gifts and talents that each one of us has been given. Thanking God in the silence of our hearts every day in simple arrow prayers. That's how the thankful heart grows. And when you hold things up to God, the Creator, then you can see them as they really are. Gifts of the God who so loved the world that he was generous. Unblessed bread goes stale. Unblessed life grows tedious. But if we give thanks, then we receive the gifts of the good earth back, charged with a new glory and a new excitement. When you eat with thanksgiving, you are nourishing your body and you are nourishing your soul. A great German thinker once said, and this is an educational event, so I think I can get away with a quotation from a great German thinker, can't I? Yes, right answer, quite right. Well, a great German thinker once said, "A human being is what he eats." It's very much better in German because it's a sort of pun. Der Mensch ist, was ist. And he said that really to laugh at the idea of human beings as spiritual beings. But that's exactly what the Bible says. Human beings are what they eat, and they are how they eat. Jesus Christ himself said, I am the bread of life. And when you eat with thanksgiving, you reveal the world as gift, and you grow in love for the earth. But if we are surrounded as we are today by harvest gifts and not possessions, fruits of our work, but also of the good earth, then it follows, as Jadah and Daniel's prayer said, it leads on to generous hearts to share what we have with those who have little. And I'm so glad that the collection at this service is going to Plant for Peace, which helps communities in Afghanistan to increase the production of food and restore degraded soils. All the experts say that we have enough food in this world to feed everyone, but as a result of war and greed, people go hungry every day. And as we celebrate our harvest, we also remember people in parts of the world where there is drought and hardship, people who do not want handouts so much as they want help to bring in a harvest of their own. So last word, this is a marvelous day to sing a hymn to food, glorious food, and to lift our harvest mugs, be they full of scrumpy or delicious Ribena, to salute the British farmer and to thank God in particular for those harvest boxes, for your work and the fruit of the good earth. Amen.